52 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A standoff with police at this hour after a woman fatally shoots her terminally ill husband at a Daytona Beach hospital.
We have her contained in a room right now, and we're negotiating.
Audio from Broadcastify, Daytona police tweeted that the alleged shooter was not a threat and that hospital staff and patients were being evacuated. Five Memphis police officers fired following an investigation into the death of Tyree Nichols. After a confrontation with police, a criminal investigation is ongoing. The Justice Department looking into the conduct of an Abbott infant formula plant in Michigan last year that worsened the nationwide formula shortage. Prosecutors alleging that the Theranos founder, Elizabeth Holmes, purchased a one-way ticket to Mexico last year shortly after being convicted of four counts of wire fraud for defrauding investors out of millions of dollars. Prosecutors say the government became aware of the one-way flight just 3 days before it was scheduled to depart. Holmes was sentenced last November to over 11 years in prison. This is ABC News. Questions on whether the movie Rust will resume production following this week's announcement of involuntary manslaughter charges against the film's star Alec Baldwin and the production's armorer, both charged in the death of the film's cinematographer Helena Hutchins. ABC's Mola Lenghi tells us whether or not filming will resume is anyone's guess now.
Hutchins' husband, who will now executive produce the film as part of a wrongful death settlement, even stating back in October that he intended to have all the original principal players on board. Those prospects now seemingly unclear. The family's attorney this week saying, "We support the charges and fervently hope the justice system works to protect the public and hold accountable those who break the law."
A judge Friday agreed with the Detroit Art Institute and dismissed a lawsuit to stop a painting by Vincent van Gogh, the novel reader, from traveling with an exhibition. The plaintiff, a Brazilian art collector, claims that he's the rightful owner of that painting. Dave Packer, ABC News.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wildlife advocates want to ban bear hunters from using dogs. That's because hunting dogs tend to get into fights with federally protected gray wolves. A new study says wolf packs suffer when a member dies because of human activity. Mike Moen has more.
Researchers say wolves sometimes venture out of protected sites like national parks, and when one is killed by poaching or struck by a vehicle, the chances of its pack staying together decrease by 27%. If it's a pack leader, group stability decreases by more than 70%. Kira Cassidy of Yellowstone National Park led the research, says these impacts don't always surface in population estimates, but they're just as important.
Each wolf kind of has their own set of responsibilities and tasks, especially the leaders. And so when a pack loses one of those, it is the most detrimental.
In Wisconsin, conservation and wildlife groups are asking the U.S. Forest Service to ban hounding in Wisconsin's Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. Because of federal protections, wolves can't be hunted, but the petition says there are still violent encounters between hunting dogs and wolves, even when other animals are being hunted. The Center for Biological Diversity is among the groups seeking the ban, where Colette Atkins says it's a matter of public safety, too, with people hiking through forests.
We don't think this type of hunting has any place in our national forests, which really should be a haven for wildlife.
On a broader scale, some pro-hunting groups and farmers advocates say wolves prey on livestock that need to be protected. Separately, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is in the process of updating its wolf management plan. The public comment period has been extended to February 28th. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season, From clipping your horse for competition season to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
The Rick Smith Show. Where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained, this is Civic Media.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And you know, Connor, man, you are just, man, you've been right on it. If you are just joining us, I'm talking about, you know, yesterday was Dr. King Day, and people celebrated the I Have a Dream speech. And I'm not questioning that. It was a great speech, and it was while Dr. King was a young man, you know, in his mid-20s. And so that's what people want to remember Dr. King for, is because the March on Washington and that speech. But Dr. King was much more than that. And if you ever get a chance to listen to some of his speeches, you will understand exactly who he was, and it's why I'm taking the time out, because there's nothing that says that I have to follow protocol, you know, because yesterday was Dr. King's day, and we don't need to hear that today because his day was yesterday. Well, no, Dr. King's day should be every day, and what he stood for, we should. Try and strive to live up to those ideas. Hey, Tom. Yes, sir.
I just want to say that first, Connor is killing it on the music this morning.
Yeah, no question.
I mean, whoa. I'll tell you what, I want to get his playlist. second, you know what? It's so interesting because we should be hearing this every single day. We should be hearing, you know, it's very, very similar to what FDR said. And the thing is, we should be listening to both FDR and Martin Luther King Jr. every day on a loop somewhere. Because I'll tell you what,
they got it right. I mean, you hear him.
Yes.
And that's as important 50 years ago. It's as important today that it be heard today, right? It's relevant.
And Earl, that's the reason they silence the voice and they kill them. Because right. You know what? I'm going to say it again, I'm doing a war, class war. The billionaire class does not want people to speak out. And you know what? God bless Martin Luther King Jr. And, I mean, he said it plainly than anything with his two America speech, with this speech. Thank you. Thank you so much for the gift of playing this, because like I said, we need to be hearing the speeches every day, I don't know why the Democratic Party doesn't start, copying what it is FDR and Martin Luther King Jr. said, because it is pertinent to today.
So Tom.
And it would get them out of their messaging.
So
problem.
Tom, let me get to the end of it. Thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, Connor, I love it. Thank you.
Connor, go ahead.
Is a domestic colony. Black people must develop programs that will aid in the transfer of power and wealth into the hands of residents of the ghetto so that they may in reality control their own destinies. This is the meaning of new politics. People of goodwill in the larger community must support the black man in this effort. The final phase of our national sickness is the disease of militarism. Nothing more clearly demonstrates our nation's abuse of military power than our tragic adventure in Vietnam. This war has played havoc with the destiny of the entire world. It has torn up the Geneva Agreement. It has seriously impaired the United Nations. It has exacerbated the hatred between continents and, worse still, between races. It has frustrated our development of home at home, telling our own underprivileged citizens that we place insatiable military demands above their most critical needs. It has greatly contributed to the forces of reaction in America and strengthened the military-industrial complex. And it has practically destroyed Vietnam and left thousands of American and Vietnamese youth maimed and mutilated, and expose the whole world to the risk of nuclear warfare. Above all, the war in Vietnam has revealed what Senator Fulbright calls our nation's arrogance of power. We are arrogant in professing to be concerned about the freedom of foreign nations while not setting our own house in order. Many of our senators and congressmen vote joyously to appropriate billions of dollars for the war in Vietnam. And many of these same senators and congressmen vote loudly against a fair housing bill to make it possible for a Negro veteran of Vietnam to purchase a decent home. We arm Negro soldiers to kill on foreign battlefields, but offer little protection for their relatives from beatings and killings in our own South. We are willing to make the Negro 100% of a citizen in warfare, but reduce him to 50% of a citizen on American soil. No war in our nation's history has ever been so violative of our conscience, our national interests, and so destructive of our moral standing before the world. No enemy has ever been able to cause such damage to us as we inflict upon ourselves. The inexorable decay of our urban centers has flared into terrifying domestic conflict as the pursuit of foreign war absorbs our wealth and energy. Squalor and poverty scar our cities as our military might destroys cities in a far-off land to support oligarchy to intervene in domestic conflict. The president who cherishes consensus for peace has intensified the war. In answer to a cry to stop the war, it has brought tauntingly to 1 minute's flying time from China to a moment before the midnight of world conflagration. We are offered a tax for war instead of a plan for peace. Men of reason should no longer debate the merits of war or means of financing war. They should end the war and restore sanity and humanity to American policy.
I mean, I don't think there's anybody, regardless of whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, who can say with good conscience that what you've heard thus far, as we got about 5 minutes left on this speech, that what Dr. King had to say was not relevant then as it is today. And that's what we should be asking of those in leadership in this country. Where is their leadership? Where do we hear people talking and certainly not with his eloquence, but at least addressing the issues that he talked about almost 60 years ago? And yet in my lifespan, seeing that, listening to him, and having lived to this point, I ask, why? Why are we not having these conversations? Because these conversations are at the root of what is wrong with our nation. It was what was wrong with it almost 60 years ago, and here we are 60 years later repeating the same thing. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Democrat or Republican, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance of flurries tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows level off around 23. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, high of 28. Lows dip down to around 20 tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Dry with temperatures above average Monday and Tuesday, and highs in the upper 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 24.
News and talk up, down, and all around the Fox Valley, Civic Media.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. I just got a call from a wonderful woman named Pat from Wauwatosa who said that and thanked me for playing this Dr. King speech. She said she was 73 years old. And listen, I don't care whether you're a Democrat, Republican, black or white, you hear this, nobody can debate it on whether or not it was truthful. And whether or not, and so since we know it was truthful and is even the truth today, as he talked about the money that we were spending on the military, which we're doing it now, $858 billion, we haven't learned anything. And willing to fight all over the world and not do what's right by the American people. Where is Dr. King? Where is the Dr. King today? Where is he at? Where is he at? I'm not expecting Dr. King, incarnate. I'm talking about where is there someone who has the courage to put us back on track. Connor, if you'll just play out the last bit of the speech, thank you.
And which
The 1967-68 elections are made a referendum on the wall. The American people The American people must have an opportunity to vote into oblivion those who cannot detach themselves from militarism, and those who lead us. And so we are here because we believe, we hope, we pray that something new might emerge in the political life of this nation, which will produce a new man, new structures and institutions, and a new life for mankind. I am convinced that this new life will not emerge until our nation undergoes a radical revolution of values. When machines and computers, profit motives and property rights are considered more important than people, the giant triplets of racism, economic exploitation and militarism are incapable of being conquered. A civilization can flounder as readily in the face of moral bankruptcy as it can through financial bankruptcy. A true revolution of values will soon cause us to question the fairness and justice of many of our past and present policies. We are called to play the Good Samaritans on life's roadside, but that will only be an initial act. One day the whole Jericho Road must be transformed so that men and women will not be beaten and robbed as they make that journey through life. True compassion is more than flinging a coin to a beggar. It understands that an edifice which produces beggars needs restructuring.
We've got to go to a break, and when we come back, we'll finish up on the speech. Connor.
God knows where.
Everybody thinks we're all a mother. Who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply call us we wear our hair long.
Mother, mother.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A standoff with police at this hour after a woman fatally shoots her terminally ill husband at a Daytona Beach hospital.
We have her contained in a room right now, and we're negotiating.
Audio from Broadcastify, Daytona police tweeted that the alleged shooter was not a threat and that hospital staff and patients were being evacuated. Five Memphis police officers fired following an investigation into the death of Tyree Nichols. After a confrontation with police, a criminal investigation is ongoing. The Justice Department looking into the conduct of an Abbott infant formula plant in Michigan last year. that worsened the nationwide formula shortage. Prosecutors alleging that the Theranos founder, Elizabeth Holmes, purchased a one-way ticket to Mexico last year shortly after being convicted of four counts of wire fraud for defrauding investors out of millions of dollars. Prosecutors say the government became aware of the one-way flight just 3 days before it was scheduled to depart. Holmes was sentenced last November to over 11 years in prison. This is ABC News.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
The Devil's Advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts, orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
You know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
It's Friday.
Oh, it is Friday.
It was a short week, and it still feels like it was a long week. And we did it.
We did. Well, we're almost done. We almost did it.
We still got to get through today. But we did it. We lived to tell about it. We're having fun.
Yeah. All kinds of fun things planned for today.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app.
Same number, and those of you who have been hanging with us, thank you. I know we got a couple minutes left in this speech. Let's go to it, and we'll talk afterwards. Go ahead, Connie.
Among the maladjusted, as My good friend Bill Coffin said there are those who have criticized me and many of you for taking a stand against the war in Vietnam and for seeking to say to the nation that the issues of civil rights cannot be separated from the issues of peace. I want to say to you tonight that I intend to keep these issues mixed because they are mixed. Somewhere we must see that justice is indivisible. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And I have fought now too long and too hard against segregated public accommodations to end up at this point in my life segregating my moral concern. So let us stand in this convention knowing that on some positions, cowardice asks the question, is it safe? Expediency asks the question, is it politic? Vanity asks the question, is it popular? But conscience asks the question, is it right? And on some positions, it is necessary for the moral individual to take a stand that is neither safe, nor politic, nor popular, but he must do it because it is right. Tonight, we say to our government, we even say to IFBI, we will not be harassed. We will not make a butchery of our conscience. We will not be intimidated, and we will be heard.
Yeah. 1967, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. The three evils of the society. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. And here's what we need to understand. We need a Dr. King today. And since we don't have him, we do have his legacy. And so we need to be having these conversations. Anybody who's been around, who looks at our government in shambles and knows it, and we can't fix it. Maybe they all should be forced to listen to Dr. King's Three Evils of the Society. Maybe in order to be a congressman or a senator, you need to be mandated to listen to the Three Evils of the Society. Maybe in order to be a state representative, you need to be mandated to hear the three evils of the society. Maybe to be an alderperson, you need to be mandated to hear the three evils of the society. Maybe in order to be a school board member, you need to be mandated to listen to the three evils of the society. Maybe to be a judge, a Supreme Court justice, you need to be made to listen to the three evils of the society. And furthermore, maybe to become an educator, you need to be mandated to listen to the three evils of the society. Because then if you did, you wouldn't be listening to foolishness like critical race theory and wokeism, because that's foolishness. That's absolute foolishness. And it does nothing to advance this society. As a matter of fact, it takes it backwards. You don't have to feel, anybody who listened to that, that this was directed at you. Because what happened then, you didn't do that. If you're a white person, you didn't do that. But that doesn't mean it didn't happen. It happened. So this, I didn't play it for anybody to feel guilty. I played it because it needed to be said. And the fact that our nation is in trouble. If you don't understand the perils that this government is in, as they are a man who ran for office, got elected, lost, should have never gotten elected, lost the second time, and we all know who and what he is, a racist. And yet he's leading, a leading candidate on the Republican, for the Republican Party. Something's wrong. You know, Donald Trump has turned on the Evangelical Party. The evangelical leaders, he's called disloyal, because they have said we can't stick with him anymore. He's become an albatross. And yeah, we sold out our beliefs for him the first time around. But we now know who and what he is, even though they knew that before. And now they are willing to say we can't support him anymore. You know what the ex-president has done? He's ticked off, and now he's saying they're disloyal. Well, you know, who should they have been loyal to in the first place? The Christian beliefs, or this man? There's no question where we are at this point in this nation's history and in its future. And so, yes, if you wanna hear what is right, turn on Dr. King's Not Only the Three Evils of the Society, the letter from a Birmingham jail, and all the other wonderful, wonderful speeches that he made in that short period of time of his life. And then let's try to get the folk who run for office to understand it's not about them. Not about you if you're an elected official. It's what you're going to do for somebody else, right? What can you do to make somebody else's life better? That's what this is all about. And if we start looking at it from that perspective, it doesn't matter what side of the road they're from. You know, doesn't matter if you've got all the money and they have none. If you believe that because you have all these resources and somebody else has none, and therefore your life is more valuable than theirs, you headed down the wrong path. Because after it's all said and done, this life is no different. Whether you're the poorest person in the world, or whether or not you're the wealthiest person. Let's bring CJ up. CJ, go ahead, man.
Well, thank you, Earl, for playing that tape. You had to go down the political road.
Wait a minute. That's what it, you know, the whole, listen, CJ, the whole conversation was about the direction of the politics. So don't say I went down that road.
I agree.
That's what it was.
Yeah, about Vietnam, and I agree that we should all hear his speech. I love his speech.
No, I'm not talking about hearing.
I love Ronald Reagan's speech. But you spoke of, you need a Martin Luther King today. There is one.
Who?
The only problem you have is he's on the wrong side of the aisle.
Who is that? Who is that?
That is Senator Tim Scott. You ever heard of the Opportunity?
Yeah, hey, man.
You laugh.
Don't make
the Opportunity
me laugh.
Zone.
Hey, listen,
who created those?
I know who.
Who created the Opportunity Zone?
Do you think,
girl?
I don't know who Tim Scott is, man? The fact that you would even fix your lips to try to compare Tim Scott.
Who created the Opportunity Zones, Earl?
CJ?
Who helped create the Opportunity Zones in the inner city? You can answer it.
Well, let me answer it. Opportunity Zones have done nothing to change the realities of what's going on with poor people in this country.
You are so wrong. So wrong. There are tons of YouTube videos of people that have helped dig themselves out of
CJ.
Poverty.
Hey, CJ.
I'm going to suggest one thing to you, CJ.
I'm going to suggest that you leave the sanctity of Stoughton and the safeness of Stoughton and move into urban centers across this nation and back up the trash you're talking with that. Because what you're talking about is trash. Opportunity zones have not changed the reality of what's happening in urban centers. Oh, I'm talking hate.
That's what you preach, Earl, is hate.
Okay. So, CJ, where have I preached hate? I'm giving you an opportunity to
because you couldn't leave it at what Dr. Martin Luther King says, Earl. The mere fact that he said programs should be developed for the inner city, and you demonize them. Go and research what the opportunity zones that President Trump and Tim Scott created, and go talk to the people
CJ,
that live in them.
CJ, let me say this to you. Hey, CJ,
sir.
I don't need to do any research. I live in a city that is one of the worst places
in the
United States.
They haven't created the opportunity zones there.
Well, listen,
Tim Scott.
I don't want to hear.
Education.
Tim Scott.
That's the key. Milwaukee's a failure on our young kids. And that's the fact.
Okay. I can't take him anymore.
And we've got a governor that helped perpetuate it.
I can't take him anymore because, number one, any man that is so ignorant that he brings up the name Tim Scott and tries to equate that with Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King is not even, it's a waste of my time to even have Tim Scott's name mentioned with Dr. Martin Luther King. And yet somebody as misinformed as CJ wants to somehow compare the two. There's no relevance whatsoever. I know who Tim Scott is. I knew who Tim Scott was before he became a senator. Okay? So don't run something down to somebody who's aware of what is going on in this country and in many parts of the world. Maybe get out of the safe spaces of Stoughton and get out into other parts of the country where there is a struggle for people to survive even in 2022, 2023. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2400. 2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
You're just another part of me.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
But Dom, we've been following a couple of big stories this week. Truck convoy leader has no idea where he is and is driving in circles around I-495. He didn't know precisely where he was going anyways or where he was at the time. Apparently, he put the convoy back on the road, headed back up north, and he's back in Scranton. So
I totally would have protested this tyranny, but damn, the traffic was so bad.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take,
but early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance of flurries tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows level off around 23. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, high of 28. Lows dip down to around 20 tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Dry with temperatures above average Monday and Tuesday, and highs in the upper 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 24.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
Chance's girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did the same. At home there are 17-year-old boys and their idea of fun is being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack and toting a machine gun. Church and kill everyone inside. You turn on the telly and every other story is telling you somebody died. My sister killed a baby because she couldn't afford to feed it, and it was sending people to the moon. In September, my cousin tried reefer for the very first time. Now he's doing horse. It's June.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I just want to be clear. You know, we're at a turning point and inroads in this country. And there are people who want to make decisions that are going to continue to fracture whether or not people can come together. And so there people like CJ and others like him who for whatever reason, cannot deal with what is the truth, what is accurate, and want to twist and turn everything to try to bend it into his reality. And I'll say to you, CJ, your reality, and unfortunately, many on the right realities are not about doing things to try to bring this society back together. It's to continue to divide it based on your ignorance and your lack of knowledge on what is going on here. So you can listen all you want to Fox News, and you can listen all you want to Sean Hannity and I forgot the guy's name that rails and screams and yells constantly on Fox News. I know who they are. I've listened to them. And you echo their sentiments because you don't have the capacity to use your own mind to do your own thinking. Man. But don't call and tell me about me being evil and me being racist. I don't have a racist bone in my body. I actually am a person who has heeded what Dr. King said and lived my life in that manner. Judge a person based on not the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. And so I know your character. You expose it every day you're on the air. Nothing to do with the color of your skin, but the content of your character, who is unwilling to try to meet people and try to bring people together. That's what it's all about. Let's go to line two quickly. Just bring them on. We only got a minute. Who do we have up?
Ron.
Hey, Ron. What's going on?
Hi, Ron. It is Ron. You're thinking of Tucker Carlson, the Fox News guy.
No, I know about Tucker Carlson. There's
I think
this
you were thinking
guy.
Of Bill O'Reilly.
No, not Bill O'Reilly. Okay. There's a lunatic that screams and yells. I think he's a Jewish guy. He's been around a long time. But it doesn't matter. What do you think, Ron, about?
Anyway, Tucker Carlson, somebody did a tally of how many times Tucker Carlson's show has featured segments about this white replacement theory that goes around in the right-wing circles that progressives and minorities are pushing to get more immigrants in the country so that whites will become a minority. And then they'll – right. And, I mean, so if you – that's a racist theory. And if you want – proof of that, who are the racists in this country? They're the people that can't tolerate the idea of anybody else living in this country on any scale. That's it. That's all I wanted to say.
Hey, Ron, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Thank everybody who took the time out to listen. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Connor, for a spectacular morning and the music. I got to go. See you guys on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Bye.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with The Bears Still Suck as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.